We'll do now in the Maimorim Melukotim in Chelik Beis. We're doing what we call the 24th Maimor. And the Maimor begins with Vayigash Elov Yehuda. That the Rebbe said during the Shabbos Parshas Vayigash in the year Tovshin Chof Hei. And this was published later on in a booklet for Hei Tevis, Tinosei, Tovshin Nun Aleph. And this was, as it says over there in the introduction of that Maimer, when they published it, that this was published for the Holy Shabbos, the Parshas Vayigash, the Yom HaBoir of Hei Tevis, the day of the Dan Notzach, that it was clear, in a way, that it was clear for all the nations. It was in the federal courthouse that the victory was as far as the Sephorim and the writings of our holy, our Rebbes, our leaders that are in the Lubavitch Library, that is Hei Tevis, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayigash Nasta Nosei. So this was also in association with Hei Tevis, with the victory in the federal courts, that they determined that this forum belonged to Chabad. So that's a very special note, and that's the Maimer was given out before that Shabbos Hei Tevis. So it's a Maimer of Parshas Vayigash, Vayigash Elev Yehuda, of course, in Tovshin Chof Hei. That was before the whole story over there. That was before the court came, before the Sforim were taken. But that Maimer was published, from what the Rebbe had said in Tovshin Chof Hei, was published then. All right, so let's go to the Maimer. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. We talk about the two tribes. We talk about Yehuda and Yosef over here. We know that the Jewish people were basically divided into two main tribes. There was the tribe of Yehuda and Binyamin, and then there was the tribe of the Aseres HaShvatim, which was headed by Yosef, by Yerovam ben Nevat, comes from the tribe of Yosef. So we also read in the Haftorah, as we'll see, it talks about bringing together. Vayigash Elov Yehuda, meaning that to Yosef, Yehuda came close. That's a connection between Yehuda and Yosef. So Vayigash Elov Yehuda Goymer, so Yehuda came close to him, to Yosef, etc. Uba Haftoira the Parshas Vayigash, and then in the Haftoira that we read in the portion of Vayigash, Nemar, over there it's written, Kach L'cho Eitz Echod. Take for you one. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel that we read in the Haftorah. Take one wood, uksoiva lovely Yehuda goimer, and on it you should write for Yehuda and the people that go with Yehuda. Ulekach eitz echod, and then take another one wood, uksoiva lov, and on that you should write liYosef goimer, for Yosef, etc. V'krav oisom echod, v'kariv oisom echod el echod. And bring them one to one to crawl. Chol eitzechot. By you, make them into one wood. Instead of the two, you make them into one. V'hoyu la'achodim b'yodecha. There'll be one in your hands. So we also read about that union, that unity. Just like here, Yehuda is coming to Yosef. Over there, we're talking also about the union of the house of Yehuda and the house of Yosef. V'lechayra, so it would seem that Hashaychus, the Haftorah laHaParsha, he bazeh, that what's the connection of the Haftorah to the Parsha? We know that the Haftorah is always connected to the Parsha, so what is the connection? Shatoichon d'shneyem, because the theme of both of them, who chibur Yehuda v'Yosef, and both in that parsha, in the Haftorah, we're talking about connecting Yehuda and Yosef. But there is, when you go into specific, you see there's a difference between the Parsha and the Haftorah. In the Parsha, the main is Yosef, and we're bringing Yehuda to Yosef. In the Haftorah, the main is actually Yehuda, because it says Nosi, David will be the Nosi Aleihem, he will be the one, so it's Yehuda. I will be Proteus, but when you go into detail, Bagoshas Yehuda li Yosef beParsha, when Yehuda comes to Yosef in our Parsha, Vayigash elav Yehuda, Mudgesh is emphasized, she Yosef hoya naila Yosef Yehuda. Over there, it's emphasized that Yosef was higher, more than Yehuda. He was greater than Yehuda. But she Yosef hoya melech al kol echov, to the extent that Yosef was a king over his brothers, kolel Yehuda. That includes Yehuda. So who was the king? It was Yosef. So the emphasis, you bring everybody to Yosef. But the Haftorah Nemar, on the other hand, in the Haftorah it says, Ve'avdi David Melech Aleihem. You bring him together, it comes to one wood, but who is the king? Avdi David, that's the king, that's from the Yehuda. He's going to be the king. And that's explained in the Torah Eir, Ukumavur B'Torah Eir. In the Torah Eir, it explains that when you talk about the Sfiris, so you see, in the order of Sfiris, Yosef is above Yehuda. Yosef is Zoh, and Yehuda is Malchus. But in the future to come, Malchus, Eishes Chayla Teres Baila, Malchus will be higher than Zoh. It also discusses there the way, the layout in the Mishkan versus the Beis HaMikdash. So over there it says in Torah Eir, that the Yosef who Yisoid Zoh, Yosef is the element of Zoh, Zeir Ampin, and Yehuda, who Malchus, and Yehuda is Malchus. V'lochein Achshav, now, as opposed to the future, Yosef who L'mailo Yehuda, Yosef is on a higher level than Yehuda, Zoh is greater than Malchus. Can we say that Ishtalshlus, because when there's the order of Ishtalshlus, Zoh hu l'mayla ma'amalchus, Zoh is higher than Malchus. Not only is Zoh higher than Malchus, Zoh is which passes along and gives the flow to Malchus. We say to Mizu, not only is Zoh higher than Malchus, Zoh hu mashpil l'malchus, Zoh gives the flow to Malchus. Because this is also what it says in the Pasuk. When he says, the Pasuk says, V'zohu v'yigash elov Yehuda, v'yemer bi Adoni. So Yehuda comes close to Yosef and he says, please, my master. What does it mean, please, my master? Please, my master, he wanted the Hamshocha. The Pirush bi Adoni, who? What does it mean, please, my master? What does that mean? That is, Sheb Yehuda, that bi, in me, be Adoni. Not please, be means in me. Be Yumshach Hashefa Me Yosef HaTzadik Adoni. Be Adoni, that the Adoni, who is Yosef HaTzadik Adoni, the level of Zoh, should be Mamshich in me into the level of Yehuda. That is the way it's in order of the Shtalshlus, that is the way it's now. Ulaosid Lobay. But in the future to come, Shos Yisgala Shoyrish HaMalchus, at that time the root of Malchus will be revealed, Shohu L'maylo M'Shoyrish Zoh, which is higher than the root of Zoh. Meaning that now in Ishtauslus, Malchus is on a lower level, but really Malchus in root is higher than Zoh. And in the future, that will be revealed. L'chein oziyah abdi David melech aleihem. That's why my servant David will be the king over them. It will be Yehuda and David HaMelech that will be the king. But the Rebbe adds that the fact Even the second part, the idea, the Haftorah, which talks about the advantage of Yehuda, Avdi David, Melech Aleihem, is still read on the Parshas Vayigash. So that means that even in the Vayigash, in which the surface says that Yosef should be Mamshich to Yehuda, that Yosef is greater than Yehuda, we also have the point of Yehuda being greater than Yosef, and Avdi David Melech Aleihem is the Haftorah of this Parsha. Aval mizeh shegam haposik v'avdi David melech aleihem hu behaftorah the parshas vayigash. The fact that also the posik that my servant David is a king over them is part of the haftorah in the portion of vayigash. Mashma. So here it appears shebevayigash elov Yehuda yeshno gam hamaylad Yehuda legabi Yosef. That even when Yehuda comes to Yosef, which says that Yosef is in higher madrega, but there is also exists the advantage of Yehuda relative to Yosef. Because that the Haftorah says that, and the Haftorah is part of the portion of a Yigash. Elo shezeh shemudgash bigilui bivayigash elev Yehuda. What is emphasized openly in the revealed way when we say Vayigash Elev Yehuda, Hu Hamayla de Yosef Legabe Yehuda? That's the advantage of Yosef relative to Yehuda. Uva Haftoira, Hamayla de Yehuda Legabe Yosef, and in the Haftoira, over there openly, it's emphasized the advantage of Yehuda relative to Yosef. Base. The yesh lekasher zeh im hamevuer bedrushe hatzamach tzedek. We can tie this idea that even in Vayigash Elov Yehuda, there is a point in which you see that Yehuda is the king, as in the Haftorah. So this is connected. We can tie this to what's explained in the Maimor de Tzemach Tzedek. Over there it says, "The zeh shesoyfei teves vayigash elov Yehuda." The last letters in the word vayigash, the shin of vayigash, and elov, the vav of elov, and Yehuda, who shoveh. That means the word shavim is equal. Basically, in the word Vayigash Elev Yehuda, we're emphasizing in the last letter over there that they're shavim, that they're equal, that Yehuda is equal to Yosef. Ki inyan Vayigash Elev Yehuda, because the idea of Vayigash Elev Yehuda, hu shehamalchus Yehuda v'zo Yosef, that the Malchus and Zoh, which is Yehuda and Yosef's name, Shovim, they're both equal, even though Vayigash Elev Yehuda, openly Yehuda comes to Yosef, but Shove, meaning that they're really equal. Umevayer. Tzemach Tzedek explains, the Inyan Shove, what is the idea that they're equal? Hu al derech mashekosu b'likutu Torah. So similar to that which is written in Likutu Torah, b'pirush hakosu. And the pasuk explaining the verse, "Lasos hayosher ve'enei Hashem," it means the pasuk says to do what is yosher, what is straight, what is correct in the eyes of Hashem. What does it mean, yosher, correct, straight in the eyes of Hashem? The inyan yosher hu hachibur v'hayichud. The das elyon and das tachton. The idea of yosher straight, that is the connection and the union of the upper view, the view from above, the das tachton, and the lower view, the view from below. Which is, in other words, yichuda ilo, the unity from above, which there is no existence, and yichuda tato, that there is a subjugation of the lower. These two views, Sheshneim Hem Bishavet, and these two levels of Yehuda Elo and Yehuda Torah are united, and they're both equal. Lemehevi Echod Beechod. to be one connected to the other. Mehebe echad be'echad, as we say in the Zohar, we say it in the Shabbos, Friday night. The Yosef v'Yehuda k'moyshehe mitzad atzmo. Before you have the Yosher, before you have the connection, you have Yosef and Yehuda on their own. The Yosef mitzad atzmo. Hey, k'moyshehe, they're almost like two opposites. The b'Yosef zo. Because Yosef, which is the level of Zoh, Zeir Ampin, Shehu, Mil, Mailo, Lamato, that is from above to below, Hudas Elyon, that's the view of the Supreme of above, Shalamad, Lo, Yesh, Ulamata, Ayin. That, what is above, is the entity, and what's below is nothing. Ubi Huda, Malchus, and by Yehuda, in the level of Malchus, Shehu, Mil, Mata, Lamailo, which is from below to above, Hu das tachten, that is the view of the low. Shalamata yeshulamayla ayin, that below is the entity and above is nothing. The inyan, and the above is not an ayin because not understood. The inyan vayigash el of Yehuda, and the fact that Yehuda comes to Yosef hu achibur, the das elyin v'das tachten, that is the connection of the upper view with the lower view. Yehuda and Yosef come together. V'zehu shomer razal al haposik v'yigash elav Yehuda. Our sages tell us on the posik of v'yigash elav Yehuda, Yalkut Shimoni, it says that this is an idea of shalom. That the getting together means that an idea of shalom. Ein vayigash, vayigash shalom. Yud ein vayigash shalom loshon shalom. That vayigash means it's a language of peace. The inyan hashalom hu achibur the das elyon v'das tachton. The idea of the peace, that is when you connect the upper view with the lower view together. Val derech mashekosuv, similar to what it is written, the nigbitzu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachdov, that the b'nei Yehuda and the b'nei Yisrael will be coming together, apostle in Hosea, that they will get together, the b'nei Yehuda and the b'nei Yisrael, they will gather all together. And then, the v'samulahem reish echod, and they'll make one head over them. Meaning that everybody will be together under one head. The Achsh of Havaydo, the B'nai Yehuda. Now, it's two separate. The service of the B'nai Yehuda, Himil Mato Lemailo, that's from below to above, Das Tachten, the lower view. Havaydo, the B'nai Yisrael, and the service of the B'nai Yisrael, which is Aseres HaShvotim, Sheshayochim LeYosef, the 10 tribes, it's Yisrael, they are connected to Yosef because Yosef and them went together in Eretz Yisrael. Himil Ma'ad Lamata is from above to below. Das Elyon, that's the view from above. Ul Osid Lobo Yischabru Yachat. But in the future, as the Pasuk says, V'nigbitzu B'nei Yehuda B'nei Yisrael, the future to come, they will connect together. Lemehave Echad Mechad, be one to one, be one leader, and there isn't going to be this separation. Move on. So from this we understand Shebahagoshas Yehuda li Yosef Shnei Inyonim. There's really two aspects to. There is the revealed aspect in which Yehuda is asking be Adoni, that B should be Adoni, Zo should be Mashpia to him, but there's another aspect in which they're equal. By Yigash Elav Yehuda, the letters of Shava, which Yehuda and Yosef are equal. Shebagoshas Yehuda LeYosef Shnei Inyonim. There's two aspects to Yehuda coming to Yosef. Shebegilui, in an open way, Ha'inyan Dehagoshas Yehuda LeYosef Hu, What is the idea that Yehuda comes close to Yosef? Is lefi she Yosef yisoid zo hu hamashpia. Yosef, which is the element of zo, is the mashpia. The Yehuda, and Yehuda is malchus hu hamakabel, is the recipient. So Yehuda comes to the mashpia to give him. Yehuda malchus is makabel from zo. Yehuda is makabel from Yosef. And that's why Yehuda comes close to Yosef. And he requests be Adoni, that Adoni should be Yosef HaTzadik, that he should have the flow of Yosef HaTzadik. But then, there's another aspect when Yehuda comes to Yosef, Shemerumas, which is hinted in the last letters of the words Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Shahu Hachibur Vahayichud Yosef. That is the union and the connecting of Yosef, Zo Das Elyon. The Yehuda Malchus Das Tachten together, Zo and Malchus, Yehuda and Yosef, Sheid Yehlo Osid Lovey, which will be in the future. Shaham Malchus Tiyek Mehazo. Not in the level to receive from Zoh, but to come close because he's equal to Zoh. But Rebbe adds even more, not only equal, but in the future, actually, Yehuda, the level of Malchus, will be Mashpia to Zoh. Ba'pizeh yesh loymar, based on this we can say, Shebevayiga she'ilov Yehuda merumas, that in the words in the idea Yehuda came close to Yosef, it's also hinted Gam Ha'aliyah the Malchus, also the advantage of Malchus Sheyiyah Le'osid Lovoy, the elevation of Malchus, which is going to be in the future. Sheha Malchus Tiyah Le'mailo Mizo, that it's going to be higher than Zo. As we say, Eishes Chayil, the wife of the Chayil, the Mekabel, the Ashes will become Ateres, the crown, Baalma, the crown is higher, will be Mashpia to Bailo, to her husband, which she was Mekabel. Shalomailo gam mehoinyan, the Shneim Shovim, this is even higher than the idea that they're both equal, but actually Malchus is even higher. Yesh loimar, that we can say, this is what we find in the Zohar. Shehagoshas Yehuda liYosef, hu inyan smichas geula litfila. This is the idea that you bring the prayer of Goal Yisrael before the Amida. You bring it next to the tefila, next to the Amida. So we have the idea of tefillah, which is Yehuda, and Geula is Yosef, and we bring, in this case, Yosef next to Yehuda, which means that Yehuda is the Amida, is the main, and Yosef is brought to Yehuda. The Geula, he b'chinas Yosef, Yosef. Geula, that is the level, the element of Yosef. Utefilo, hibchinas Malchus, and prayer is Kingdom Yehuda. And so the Meloshin Razal, so the language of our sages of blessed memory, smichas geula litfilo, we're bringing geula to tefilo. Meloi, smichas tefilo legeula. It doesn't say you bring the tefilo to the geula, which means that the main thing is the tefilo. And you're bringing the geula to the tefillah. Shat tefillah he be mekoyma. The prayer remains in its place. Ugeula nismeches nigeshes litefillah, and the geula is brought close, and you bring it to tefillah. So move on. So from this we understand from the specific language that you bring the geula to tefillah. Sha'ikir hu ha-tefillah, that the main thing is the tefillah. So Mezeh Sheimer Bezoyar Shagoshas Yehuda LeYosef Hu Inyan Smichas Geula LeTfila. From the fact that the Zohar says that Yosef, Yehuda coming to Yosef is the same idea of Smichas Geula LeTfila Mashma, it appears Shegam Hagoshas Yehuda LeYosef, that even in when Yehuda comes to Yosef, which on the simple level Yehuda is coming to get from Yosef, that Yosef is higher. Yeshna behelem hamayla the Yehuda lagabe Yosef. We also have an obscure, hidden, the advantage of Yehuda over Yosef, so that he's coming to. So he's coming to Yosef, but actually, he's being mashpia to Yosef, as is going to be in the future, because we have that level hidden in that Hagosha as well, because that means the smichas geula litfila, bringing geula to the tefila, not the tefila to the geula, which means the main is the tefila is Yehuda, which is Malchus, and that is actually coming close, because we have the, in a hidden way, the advantage of Yehuda over Yeshu. Gimel. The Yuban Zeh, so to understand this, is Bahagdin by introducing Mashekosuv Admur Maharshab, as the Rebbe Rashab writes Nishmosid, B'dibur Hamaschil Zeh in this Maimer. The Zeh She Yehuda, the Rebbe Rashab writes, that the Zeh She Yehuda Hiktim Tchilo Bi Adoni, the fact that Yehuda introduces first, and it says Bi Adoni, the lechayra, seemingly, he should have started straight up. Yidaber no avdecho goimer. Let my servant say. Why does he have to say be adoni? So the Rebbe Rashab explains who ki inyan kedimas posik Hashem sfosai tiftoch koydem atfilo. It's like we introduce the verse. We start off the Amida by saying, Hashem, open up my lips, and we do that before the davening. And that verse, Hashem Sfosei Tiftach, even though we just said that you have to be the Geula Litfilo, the Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael, right before the davening, Soimech Geula Litfilo, that verse of Hashem Sfosei Tiftach that we say before the davening, She'ein Zeh Hefsek, that is not an interruption in between the bracha of Gal Yisrael and the davening. As the Gemara says, "Kivon the tikinu rabbanon lemeimar Hashem sfosai tiftoch." Since the Rabbi instituted to open up the Amida with the verse, with the prayer of Hashem sfosai tiftoch, is ketfila richta domi. That's considered like a part of the long prayer of the Amida, and therefore it's not an interruption, but it's incorporated. It becomes as a tfila richta, and it's not a hefsek. But nevertheless, the Rebbe Rashab explains that the biadoni is Hashem's svosai tiftach that we do before the davening. So vihine. The targum ala posik Hashem svosai tiftoch. The targum translating the verse Hashem svosai tiftoch ofi yagitilo secho. That verse, Peter, she explains she sefoisai posach beiraisa, that my lips he opened up sefoisai tiftoch, that sefoisai opened up with Torah. And it's explained in many maimorim, hamevarim ha'inyan de Torah tefila, that explain the idea of Torah tefila v'gam bedrusha now, and also in the above mentioned maimor, the habakoshe shebeposik zeh shebascholas hatefila hi. What is the request that we say Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch? What are we asking? Hishat Filo, that the prayer Ufi Yagi Tilo Secha, that my mouth should say your Tila, Tia Kemoi Torah, that it should be like in the level of Torah. Sfosai Psach Beiraisa Ufi Yagi Tilo Secha, that we're asking in this pasuk, in the beginning of the davening, that our tefillah, our prayer, which is the second part of the pasuk, "V'yagitil asacha," should be like Hashem Sfose Tiftoch Tiyek Meitoida, Hashem Sfose Tiftoch Beraisa, that like we open up our mouth when we learn Torah. What is this so special over here, the mouth that we open up in Torah that we're asking for the davening? The Kemoi, so they explained in the Maimorim, the Kemoi Shebet Torah. Just like when we talk about Torah, Ha Torah Sha'odom Loimed Hidvar Havayim. The Torah that the person is studying, that's the word of Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Devorai Asher Samti Bificho, my words that I placed in your mouth, which means it's the Eibishter's words that we are repeating, it's in our mouth. V'odom hu ka'ina achar hakoida, and the person becomes like one who responds after somebody leads the reading. So, Hashem said it, reading it, and we are sort of responding, reading the words of Hashem. So we're asking Hashem, k'mekein gam hatfilo. So we're also asking, tiye be'oifen, it should be in such a manner, de upi yagiti l'secha, that my mouth should be saying, revealing, or mamshich, your praise. Shetfila sa'odom tiye, that the prayer of the person should be Sha'al Yodo, that through the prayer Tumshach should extend. Yagid Meloshin Hamshocha. Yagid comes from Meloshin, extend. Tilosecho Tfilose Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your praise, that's the prayer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that through the person that should be extend the prayer, the Tfilah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person should not be davening his own davening, but he should be bringing down through his mouth, drawing down the previous praise, the praise, the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ois Dal. V'hine mevuer bedrushim hanal. So we're asking basically in the Pasuk, Hashem Sfose Tichtof V'yagid, that just like by Torah, there's the idea that it is Dvoresh, something, it's the words of Hashem, so the prayer should be Mamshich, the tefillah and the praise, the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch. So in the Maimorim Anal, the above Maimorim, it's explained, that Torah u'tefillah haim dugmas shnei hanyonim, that Torah and prayer are similar to the two ideas. We say, lemailo, mailo, ad ein ketz, higher and higher, that the Eibishter is higher and higher to no end. And also, lamata mata adin tachlis, and also low, low to no end. So that's Torah and Tefillah are similar to these two aspects, higher and higher and lower and lower. The Torah, shohu hi hamshacha milmailu lamata, Torah, which is drawn down, comes from above to below, Hidugmas so inyan de lamato ad in tachlus. That's similar to the idea, the concept, that it comes down below to no end. The Torah comes down below. Ut filo shihi ha'alo milmato lomailo. And filo, which is elevation from below to above. Hidugmas so inyan de lomailo ad in kets. That's similar to the idea of higher to no end. Bapi ha'yedua, and based on that which is known, the zeh she'eirin sof hu lemato ad in tachlis, the eirin sof is below to no end, which is the shedish of Torah. We said Torah comes down all the ways below. Hu inyan ha hispashtus the hagilui. That's the idea of the expansion and revelation. Shu mispashet u misgala lemato mata ad in tachlis, that he expands and he revealed to lowest and lowest to no end, always in the lowest level. That's the expansion of the Ein Sof. V'zeh she'ir Ein Sof u'lamaylo ad Ein Ketz, and the fact that the Ein Sof is higher to no end, u'kemoi she'mis'ale v'nichlo ba'atzmusoi, that is, as he is elevated and he's included in his in essence, l'maylo maylo ad Ein Ketz, higher and higher to no end. Move on, it's understood. Shahatoiro Shatfilo Hulamailu Matoira. Understood that tefila is higher than Torah, because that's the level of the Ein Sof as it's Nichlo Batzmuse. So therefore, Vahabakoshe, so when we're saying Hashem Svosai Tiftoch Ufi Yagiti Losechohi, so what are we asking? When we say Hashem Svosai Tiftoch Ufi Yagiti Losechoh, Shahat Tefilo Shehi Milumata Lomailo, Shebehat Tefilo Shehi Milumata Lomailo, in the davening which is from below to above, Tiyagam Hamaila de Torah, that should also contain, it should also have the advantage of Torah, Milumaila Lamata, from above to below. So that in the Tefillah should be the advantage of Torah. What does that mean? Well, Inyanhu, the idea is the Tefillah, what is prayer? The Tefillah, Hisha Odom. Prayer is the person asking and praying. V'gam ha'amshocha shal yidei ha'tefillah. And also what is drawn down, what we accomplish through our davening. Zeh sha'kodesh baruch hu memaleis bakoshosui. The fact that Hashem fulfills his request. So he mitzad ha'mayla the Avodah Samata. So this is because of the advantage of the service of the below, that the Yid service to Hashem, Lemaisa Yodecha Tichsev, as the Pasuk says, Hashem yearns for your actions of your hand, your input, the Avodah and the service of the person. That is the idea of tefillah, is the person is the center, that he needs to request, and he is the one that is helped, because that is the preciousness of the service of the person working from below. V'yashloimar, we can say, the mahataymi malzeh shetzorich lamed bitfillah. One of the reasons that one needs to stand by the davening ke'eved lifnei rabbi, like a servant in front of his masters, be'ema, with awe, with fear, with trembling. Who the reason is kizeh sha'avodas hamato, because the fact this that the service of the one below, the tefillah, the prayer, me'ereres lemaila esarotzin, arouses above the will, the wish, Lamali says Bakoshosoi, to fulfill his request, who be Iker is mainly Lefisha Ba'avoidas Hamato, because in the service of the one below, Yeshna Hamaila de Bitl Hayesh, there is the advantage of the subjugation of the Yesh, of his entity, his subjugation to Hashem, Belochain, and therefore. Kol shehat tefillah hi bibitl godli yoser, and the more the prayer is with more subjugation, hi meireres lamaylo lamadlas makoshosoi, that arouses above to fulfill his request. Bezehu shehat tefillah hi ha'alo milmato lamaylo, and this is that the tefillah is bringing up from below to above. It's milmata lamaylo, to subjugate and elevate, to stand before Hashem in a level of subjugation, of non-existence in front of Hashem. That's milmata lamaylo, to leave his level of lamato and to subjugate himself to the above. Kabba kosha ditfilo ibibitl, because requesting of the davening is in a way of subjugation. Ba'oifun de eved hamevakish, that's in a way of a servant that is requesting. The inyan habitl, because what's the idea of bitl? Subjugate hu sheyotze mimitzi usay, that he goes out of his own existence, halo milmato lomailo, going up from below and leaving yourself, going up to above, to Hashem. V'toyro, but on the other hand, toyro. Toyro hidvar Hashem. Toyro is not like, the davening is the person. It's all about the person. He has to daven. Toyro exists before the person learns also. V'toyro hidvar Hashem. Toyro is Hashem's word. She'yeshne gam lifnei esek ha-toyro. Da'odom. The word of Hashem, even before the person learns Torah, the Torah is there. So what is happens? Va'pu'ulo shenasis al-yidei esek ha-Torah de ha-odom, the impact that takes place through the occupation of Torah, the person, he she'ha-Torah ve'oyre insof ha-mulu boshim bo nimshochem de ha-odom, is that the Torah, the Eirin Sof, which is dressed in Torah, come to the person. So it's there from before, and you bring it down. V'yiseirim is there, and more than that. So first of all, it's there, and you're just bringing down the Eirin Sof to yourself. But it's even more than that. Also bringing down the Torah and the Eirin Sof that's dressed up to the person who learns Torah, it's not through the person negating his seichel, but on the contrary, you're not losing yourself, you're not going out of Mitzias like by Tefillah. You have to understand Torah. The Torah extends and dresses up in the intellect of the person as he is in his existence. This is Hamshocha Mil Maylo Lamata. This is from extending from below to from above to below. Tefillah is expiration, losing your metzias and elevating. Torah is bringing down what's above to the person in to his existence, to his intellect. So we can say the kamoi shebet toidus, just like in toidah hashayichus shelo leha inyan dilamato adin tachlis. When we say that the connection, the toidah is below to no end, hu loze shoyin sof dilamato adin tachlis, is that the infinite light goes down all the ways to no end and below. The Torah, which is Hashem's wisdom and will, nimsheches lamata mato, can extends below below. K'mekein who be tefillah. The same thing is in davening. Shashaychus the tefillah la'in the lamaila den ketzi. So when we say that tefillah is connecting, that it's higher to no end, and he loy rak mipnei shatfilo he aloy de ha'odom. It's not just because that itfilo is the elevation of the person. Elagam lazeh she'oyrin sof hu lemaylo aden ketz. The reason is because the Ein Sof is Lamaila Den Ketz, that's why it is connected to the Inyan Lamaila Den Ketz, is because the Ein Sof is Lamaila Den Ketz. The Zeh Shal Yidei HaTefilo Misoirer Rotzun Chodesh. The fact that one davens and you change around, you have an arousal of a new will, the Eibishter changes and makes a new will to heal the sick or whatever you're davening for, to fulfill the request of the one who davening, that would be even if according to the wisdom of Torah, person isn't worthy of it. So why does that happen? Because in the davening, there is an elevation in the light of above. Shehu mis'ale lemailo mihishtalshulus, that the oir goes to higher than the shtalshulus. Ulegmailo gam ha'toira, also higher than the toira from which it comes down lemata. It goes up so higher at lemailo mailo den ketz, goes to no end. Umishom nimshach harotzon chodesh lemalas bakoshosoi. From there extends the new will of Hashem, changes around to fulfill His will. Elosh afal pikein yesh yisrein behamshocha de toiro lagabe hamshocha shal yidei atfilah. There is still an advantage in the Amshocha Torah relative to the Amshocha that comes to the Tefillah. Even though we're saying now that you get a Rotzon Chodesh through the Tefillah, from a place which is even higher where the Amshocha of Torah comes from, but there is still an advantage in Amshocha of Torah relative to Amshocha through Davnik. The Amshocha Shal Yidei HaTefillah. The Amshocha through Davnik, Kivon Shah Tefillah Hi Avodah Samata. Since prayer is the service of the one below, lochein gam hamshocha milamaylo shaladei atfila. Also, what comes down from above through the davening, even again in yonahoylo, that is as it relates to worldly matters. It comes through the mata, and the response milamaylo of the prayer is as it relates to worldly matter. Milui bakoshta mispalel. That's fulfilling the request of the davener. Elo, sheshoydesh hamshocha himil milo milo than gets. It's only that the root of this hamshocha is higher and higher to no end. Vaha hamshocha de toiro shehi hamshocha mil milo mitzad atzmo. But the hamshocha of toiro, which is the hamshocha that comes on its own, not through the Avodas HaMata, because the Torah exists from before the Amshocha Salakus, that's bringing down godliness. Shagam le'achere sheyor Torah yordo le'mato, even after the Torah descended below, v'nislabsho b'seichel anushi, and dressed up in a human intellect, v'chachmose shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelamaylo b'seichel hanivroim, that is the wisdom of Hashem, which is beyond the intellect of the created being. Okay, so we're continuing with Ois Hei. And the Rebbe explained the advantage of davening, that it comes down very physical, into physical matters. You know, there's change in the world when we pray to Hashem, and we're asking for Hashem, and Hashem listens to our prayers. We change things here on the ground, but the root of that comes from very, very high, very high root up in order to go ahead and change around things from the way they were. On the other hand, you have Torah comes on its own. It's not like prayer that you have to bring it out. But yet it is always remains godly. It always remains elokus. It always remains godly. So it says, hey, ubiur ha'inyan biprotius yoiser, to explain this idea in more detail. Yuvon alpi mashikosu v'atzamach tzedek, we can understand it based on the writing of the Tzemach Tzedek b'hamaymer, in the Maimer Dibur HaMaschil Lehovin Ho'inyan Sh'om Razal. There is a Maimer that starts with to understand the idea that our sages tell us, that the Rebbe has quoted before, that saying She'oir Ein Sof Baruch Hu Hu Lemaylo Ad Ein Ketz Ulemato Ad Ein Tachlis, that the infinite Ein Sof, blessed be He, is above to no end and below to no tachlis. As we learned earlier, this relates to both to the level of Torah and Tefillah. But the Rebbe says that Shehabichul Hazeh, that book of Maimorim of the Tzemach Tzedek, Shaboy Nimtso Maimer Hanal, in which we find the above Maimer, Hoyo Meshach Kama Shonim, for many years, that Maimer was B'Shivya, it was in captivity. They didn't allow it to be accessed. That was in Poland at the time of Bizman HaAchrein, and lately, this was in Tovshin Chofhei, they got a lot of the books from that time. Nivdem HaShivya V'Higia L'Kan, it has been redeemed from captivity, and it reached here, came to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, Ulahoyir, to point out, Shebedrush ze yeshno kamen yonim. On this mimer, there are many ideas, many aspects, she'enam bedrushim haniskorim le'il, which do not mention, which are not mentioned in the previous mimerim. Basically, that this mimer has new insight, has new ideas that have not yet been revealed previously. So, in the Maimer, he brings down the meaning, Repirush HaKosuv, the meaning of the verse that says, Chanoich Lanar Al Pidarkoi, educate the youngster according to his way, Gam Kiyaskin Lo Yosur Mimenu. So, also, when he becomes old, he will not turn away from it. So he asks here, why are we sort of saying this, that he will still hold by what he was at his youth? It would seem like when a person gets older, he should actually go up in level, become on a higher level. Why are we saying that he should stay by the level of his youth? The lechayde, it would seem, kishahodo mazikin, when a person gets old, tzorich lis alis limadrego nailis yeser, he needs to go up to an elevated step, a higher level. Umahi hamayla, so what is the advantage that the Pasuk talks here, shagam kishe yaskin, that also when he becomes old, lo yosur mehaderech, he won't turn from the path, shechinchu oisoy kishoho yonar, that they educated him when he was youth. So Mabayir ba'amaymer, so explains to the maymer, that the Beseichel and Nushi, Yesh Chiluk Godel, the Otsum, in the human intellect there is a very big and powerful difference between HaSeichel Shoha'odom Masik B'Na'arusoy, LaHaSeichel Shoha'masik B'Gdulosoy, for the intellect that he's able to grasp with his intellect when he's youth, to the wisdom, to the intellect that he's able, to the ideas that he's able to grasp when he becomes older, when he's an adult. You can understand a lot more, and there is a big difference between your ability to understand things at your youth and the way you can understand them at your, when you got old. And for sure, when a person gets older, he's even more able to understand. So that's why, Take, it seems like when you're adult, you have a higher level. Why would you want to keep the level of a youth? However, Abul Bahatoiro Shihi Alikus. But when we talk about Torah, Torah is godliness. So there is really the godliness is really the same when you're youth and when you're old. She batoyrus shelukus achiluk shebein naarusi lizkinusi. The difference between youth and the old age, hurak behasogas asechu shel haodom shebom lubeshes atoyrus. That's only as far as it is in the grasp of the intellect of the person in which Torah dresses up. in the comprehension of the Torah, there is takia difference between a person when he's young and when he's old. Avol b'hatoyda atzma, but Torah itself, shehi chokhmos yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shalemayla misekel anivroyim, the wisdom of Torah itself, which is the wisdom of Hashem, which is higher than the human intellect, the intellect of the created being. Ein chiluk ben seichel hanar leseichel hakzoken. There is no difference in the godliness part of Torah. That it's Hashem's wisdom. There is no difference between the seichel of the youth and the seichel of the old. Velochein, and therefore, gam kishayazkin, also when he becomes old, lo yosur min haderech shelimeduhu biyosur nar, he will not turn away from the path that they learned him when he was a youth, meaning that essence of the Chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he learned then will stay with him, that as far as the essence of the Torah. Moisiv b'ha maimer, and he adds in the maimer, because the ksiv, that's what the Pasuk says, nar ho-yisi gam zokanti. So this is the angel of Matat who is saying, I was a youth and I became old. The age, when he says I was a youth, that is before, while he was in the world of Yitzira. When I become old means when he elevated and went up to the level of Atzilus. Nahar hu matat shebi Yitzira. Nahar is the level of matat in Yitzira. Vegam zakanti, and also that I become old, hu aliyosei ba'atzilus. That is his elevation to the world of Atzilus. The Chokhmas HaToyrosh HaBa'atzilus Hinailis Harbe Yoyser Mechokhmas HaToyrosh HaBa'yitzira. The wisdom of Torah, which is in the world of Atzilus, that's the Zokanti, Hinailis Harbe is much greater Yoyser Mechokhmas HaToyrosh HaBa'yitzira than the wisdom of Torah and Yitzira. So it's a whole different level of Torah in as far as the wisdom, the comprehension. The Afal Pikein, and still, Gam Kishiyaskin V'yas Ale Ba'atzilus, even when he is old and he is elevated in Atzilus, Lo Yosur Mahaderech Shalom Duhu B'yosanar B'yitzira, he will not turn away from the path that they taught him when he was a youth in Yitzira, Nari Yisigam Zokanti, and he stays there ki etzem haTorah, because as far as the wisdom of Torah is taki greater, but the essence of Torah, he tainug haAtzmi dehaAtzmus, that is the delight, the essence delight of the Atzmus. That the Eye Etzle Goimer Shashuim, as the Pasuk says, I was by him. It says Etzloi Shashuim, I was a play tool by Hashem. That's what the Torah is saying. The Torah being the Tainuk, the play tool of the Eberster, Etzloi Davke, in that level of the Tainuk Atzim, Shalemailo Gam Mechokhmos Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chokhmah Da'atzilus, which is beyond, higher, even than the Chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chokhmah Da'atzilus, even the level of Gam Zakanti, that's the level of Tainuk. So relative to this, as it relates to that aspect of Torah, the Tainuk Atzim Torah, which is Shoikirat Torah, that's the main Torah. The Torah, what we grasp, is not the main. The main aspect of the Torah is that it's Eyat Sloy Shashuim, that it's the Tainug of the Atzmos. So there Ein Chiluk Bein HaHasoga Di Yitzira. There is no difference between what they grasp in Yitzira. And the Rebbe adds in the parenthesis, Vegam HaSoga Di Seichel Anushi. And also the human, even the human grasp, understanding of the human intellect is no difference la hasoga d'atzilus to the understanding of Atzilus. The Tainug Atzmi is there in the Torah notwithstanding at what level the grasping is, that the Chochmah of Atzilus is much higher than the Chochmah of the Yitzira, and certainly than the Hasogah Seichel Anushi. So Baal Pizeh, so based on this, Yuvan Oid Yoser will understand even more Hayisrein Beham Shocha de Toiro Legabe Haham Shocha Shal Yidei Tfilo, the advantage in what's drawn down of Toiro when you measure it relative to the Hamshocha that comes down through Tefillah. The Hamshocha Lemato Shal Yidei Tefillah, the thing when we draw things down, Lemato, below, through davening, Eloi Shahalukus Atzmei Nimshach Lemato, this is not that the godliness itself is extended below. Elo shall yidei hahamshocha nase shinui b'inyon ha'olam. It's not that it comes down, that hamshocha, the elokus itself comes down, but that elokus impacts a difference in the world, that there should be a change in the world. But v'hahamshocha, the Torah, but what the Torah brings down, he amshochas elikus, you bring down godliness. Shegam la'achare yiridoso lemato, so that even after it comes down, descends below, he chochmosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that remains the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, you're actually bringing down the godliness. It's not changing in the physical world as tefillah does, but you bring down the godliness into the world. And a godliness which remains the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yiseida Mizu, and more than that, as we're saying now, that we have that level of Tainuk, the Iker of Torah, that godliness of the Torah that extends below and addresses up in the intellect of the person who studies, is not in the definition, it's not limited by the, not defined and not in the boundaries of the world. Shelochein ha-hasoga de seichel anushi v'ha-hasoga de atzilus. That's why the understanding of the human intellect and the understanding of atzilus he-bishova mamish l'gabo are exactly equal relative to that godliness in Torah, the level of tainug in Torah. You get it both. You get it in this world, and you get it in Atzilus equally, as he said before. Gam ki yaskin la yosur mimenu, that also did not yisi gam zakanti, and the fact that chanoich le nar al pidarka, because of the essence of Torah. So, what is it that is nimshach in the Torah lemato, a level which is even higher than chokhmah da Atzilus, that level of tainug atzmi? The Rebbe Neusvov is going to say that there's also an advantage, a greater advantage in tefillah over Torah. Vov, v'yesh leimar. We can say further, the kemoi shehayisrein b'hahamshocha de Torah legabe hamshocha de tefillah, hu benegel hamato, just like the advantage. What is the advantage when we bring down from Torah relative to the Hamshocha of the davening is as it applies to the below, that through davening we don't get elokus, we get a change in the world, but Torah brings us elokus of the highest levels, lamato, the Hamshocha, benegei lamato, shenimshach boi gilu elokus, that there is a revelation of godliness that comes down through the Hamshocha of Torah. Al derech zehu behayisren shebahamshocha. So there's a similar way of the advantage in what comes down, shayidei hatfilo, that comes through davening, legabe hamshocha, the Torah, relative to what comes through the Torah. The nois of lozeh. For in addition to the fact, shayidei hamshocha shel yidei tefilo, hu milmailo mihishtalshlus, that the root of the hamshocha that comes through davening comes from higher than hishtalshlus, because there's a change of the order way that according to Alpi Torah is supposed to be in hishtalshlus, supposed to be in a certain way. And then the level of tefillah changes is around, because you tap in to the order as high hishtalshlus, as the Rebbe spoke earlier. Hayisrin b'hamshocha shal yidei hatfilah hu gam. The advantage of the davening is also had it pertains, as it's connected to the level below. Shal yidei hatefila nase shinui b'hanivroim shalamato, that through the davening there becomes a change in the creations below, which is lerape sacholim, to heal the sick, ulevorech hashonim, and to bless the years. So this is also, there's an additional advantage that tefillah has, that it brings down the mato. Ulehoisiv the inyan zeh, add that this idea shall yidei tefillah nase shinu lemato, that through the davening there is a change below, who bechol tefillah is in every davening. Bo'inyan hu, the idea is the mevuer bedrush anal the hatzamach tzedek, that it's explained in the above maimer that the Rebbe brought down from the tzamach tzedek, the zesh is a bigamore, trying to tell you that every davening brings about a change. Is not only when you dab with a minion, it's any dab, every davening brings a change below. Because this that the Gemara says, Shebetvila tzibur dav kiksiv, that it's specifically when you dab with the minion, with a tzibur, that's when we say, Hein keil kabir lo yimos. The powerful Hashem will not refuse the prayer. Shehirit suyo mukabelas lo ilom. That is always wanted, that is always accepted. Hakavona bazehi. So that doesn't mean that that's the only davening that makes change. The zeshakodesh baruchu memale habakosha de tfilas tzibur. This that Hashem fulfills the request of the davening with tzibur hu gam begilu. That's also openly. Vahainu, that is to say, shagam betfilas yochid ha. Kodesh Baruch Hu memalei bazbakoshosa. Even if you daven by yourself, the Eibishter still fulfills your request. Uke the Muchach said it's evidence from the fact Anshik Neses Hakdoilo Tiknuli Ispalol Gimul Pomim Bechol Yoy. The men of the great gathering, they instituted to daven three times, and you daven, you make a bracha, and you make a bracha of all the different requests that you're requesting in the davening. For sure that they did not institute that there should be, God forbid, a blessing in vain, that it's not going to be fulfilled. So we have to say that every prayer, whether with a minyan or even by yourself, is fulfilled. You make a bracha for that. Hello. But the thing is that shebitfilas yochid, when it's prayer of an individual, Efsher Shahashpo, would perhaps it's possible that the flow milu habakosha, the fulfillment of the kosha tiya behela, will be hidden. Vahamaila the tfilos tzibrhi, and the advantage of the communal davening is Shahashpo hi begilui, that the flow is openly. So that means they're both responded to. But when it says that when you daven mit sibur, then you see openly the results. But there is always results. There is always a change in everybody's prayer, even an individual. And also to point out that in several maimorim it explains shebet filas yochid, that when you daven the prayer of an individual, efsher sheha hashpo tishor lemaylo v'letubshach lamato, it's possible for the flow to remain above and not to come down below. Abdrush hanal da tzemach tzedek, but in the previous, the maimer of the tzemach tzedek, mevuar shehashpo gam betfilas yochid nimsheches lamato. But there he explains that the flow, even the results and the blessings, the flow that comes, the fulfillment of Tfilas Yochid comes down below. Elo she'efshirti yibahelam, that it could be hidden, but it's there. In other maimorim, it says that it may not even come down Tfilas Yochid, but in that maim, the Tzemach Tzedek says it does come down. But the difference is, by Bitzibur, it comes down begili, openly, and by the Yochid, it comes down in a way that it's obscure, you may not see it. It may not come out in the open. The kibon, so we can say, the kibon, da bakoshe de tfilo, hishatushpa hashpo lemato. Since the request, what are we asking by the prayer, is so the flow should go down below, which is we're asking to heal the sick, to bless the years, give us parnosa, give us all the things, those are the prayer. And therefore, if they give you the flow that you asked, but that flow is not extend below, it's still a bracha in vain, because you asked for things to change in this world. Tfilosi biracha levatola, that prayer will be a bracha levatola. Umezem muchach. So from this it's evident, shebechol tefilo, that in all tefilos is not just that it comes down, but it doesn't fully come down, it stays above. So we have to say that in all tefilos, gam bitefilos yochid, also, when an individual davens nimsheches hashpo lemato, the flow comes down below, because that's why there's the bracha. You're talking about below. You're talking about practical in this world. Elosha efshir shetiyu behelim. So it comes down, but you may not see it. That means that it worked and it came down. It's not bracha vatola because it's down in this world. Ah, you don't see it. That doesn't change. It doesn't make it into bracha vatola. Umamshich b'hamaymer, and so it continues in the maymer. The ze shalip omim hamshochas hashefa hi behelam. This that at times, the way the flow comes down, it's hidden. Humipnei ribui hamavsochim hamavdilim. That is because of the many covers that separate. There is mesochim; those are curtains that separate. V'hainu dize shahashefa hu behelim, the fact that this flow is obscure, it's not open, hu loy mitzad oifun ha-hamshocha, it's not because there's a different kind, that the hamshocha didn't come down completely. Shahamshocha hi bedarga de helim shalamayla megilui, that it's a hamshocha that comes from a step of hidden, which is higher than revelation. That would mean the reason why it doesn't come down, if that was the case, it's because the Hamshacha comes from a hidden place, which is beyond revelation, but that's not the case. The case is the Hamshacha comes from a revealed place, but there are the curtains that block it. Elosha ha-helem hu mitzad ha-mesochim ha-malimim. That obscurity comes because of the covers that obscure. Ubedugmas nesinas matona bekli sogur. For example, if one gives you a gift, but it's wrapped up, it's in a closed vessel. Shahamatone hi bishlemus behakli. The gift is completely there in the vessel. Elo shemitzad hamosuch dehakli. But because of the cover of the vessel, you can't take it openly. So he adds in the Maimer, Shahashpoes, Shenimshcho Ali, they call Hatfilis, that the flow, that extent, that have been drawn down through all davenings, Loirak Sheyeshnam Bishlemus Behelim, not only do they exist, are they there completely, fully, wholly, when in the obscure level, in the end of the day, this will also come down in a revealed way. When all Yidden will be awakened, aroused with a complete Shuvah, and all the covers will be negated, nullified, Yisgalu, Oz Kola Hamshochas, then will be revealed all the Hamshochas, the Chol HaTfilos of all the prayers of Meshach Kol HaDoros with all the generations. When the obscurity will leave, when it will be revealed, then at the end of the day, we'll see all the prayers that we brought down, they'll come around, because they're really, eventually, they'll all come out from their cover, from their hidden state. Zion. So we need to understand Hatam shal yidei tefillah nimshach oir shalomaylo mihishtauslos. What is the reason that through davening we bring down a light which is higher than ishtauslos? And because we bring down that light, shal yodei, through that level of oir from higher ishtauslos, nase shinui b'hanivroim, that brings about the change in the created being. To heal the sick and to bless the years, that comes because of the elevation of the mayim nukvim disaruso delatata, which is in the davening. So the inyan halos man shebetfilo, this bringing up the mayim nukvim disaruso delatata, of the Mayim Shabbat Filo, which is in the feminine waters, which means that it comes Milmato from the Yid who daven Shabbat Filo, who Lechoyre, who, so it would seem that would be Kishat Tefilo, Hibakavono Bebitl, when he davens with intent and with subjugation, then his Tefilo should be able to poil, to accomplish the light that he needs from higher than Shtauslos. But Maimer Mevuer, but in the Maimer he explains Shayidei Kol Tefila, that it is through every davening Nasesh Shinui B'Hanivroim that brings about a change in all the creation, Elishu Behelim, but it's it. So how could we say that every davening we need that Lecheira, that Mayim Nukfim, we need that Hisoiderus, to be with intention? And what happens if he doesn't daven with intent? Then he's not mamshich. It says old davenings. Yeshloimer, we can say habir is an explanation. The beish yisrael mispalil, when a yid davens, gam kshein mekavim bitfilos, even if he doesn't have intention in his davening, bipnei miyusheu ka'oymed lifnei hamelech, inside him, he's like standing in front of the king, even though he doesn't have intention when he's davening. Elo shezo behelim, but it's hidden. He's still standing before the king. Lachein kol tefilo di Yisrael, every davening of a yid, he alos mayim nukum, is elevating that mayim feminine water, this rus delatato, shemeireres umamsheches ha'oir shalom mailom ishtauslus, that arouses and draws down the light which is above ishtauslus, lishanei says hanivroim, to make a change in the created being. Elo sham shoch vashinu lemato milu habakosha, but the hamshoch and the change below, the fulfillment of this request, if it's not done with kavona shaydea los man ze, which would be through this elevation of my nukvim hu behelam. It's hidden. The chol shakavona shebitfilo heim begilu yosef. The more that you have kavona, the more that you have bittel, the more revealed open it is, milu habakoshu begilu yosef, the fulfillment of the request comes down more revealed. So just like we said, with a minyan, without a minyan, because the difference is only whether you get to get the blessing in a revealed way, the same thing is with kavona without kavona. That even when you daven without kavona, you're still standing before the king, but the issue is only that the blessings will also come down in a not revealed way. The more kavona and the more openly you have that level of subjugation before in the davening, the more you'll be able to get the hamshach in a revealed way. Ches, u'mamshik ba'maimer, so it continues in the maimer, shal pizeh yuvan madi iso b'gemara, that based on this we can understand what we find in the Gemara. She'kesh shoma rabbi me'elyo hanovi, that when the Rebbe heard from Eliyahu HaNovi, this is in the Gemara, in Baba Metzia, Pehei Omid Beis, that he heard that Sh'Rab Chiya Ubonov, Rab Chiya and his sons, Heim Dugmas Ha'ovid, they are like the Davnik. They were trying to daven and they were trying to get rain. And he heard that they have such a great schus, that they're at such a high level, they're like the father. Hemed Oysom Rebbe Lifnei Ateva. So Rebbe put them in front of the Amud to lead the services. And Omar Mashiv Haruach, so when he said in the davening, the one who makes the wind blow, V'noshiv Zeka, so the wind blew. When he said, Meiri Dagyeshem, that the one who brings the rain down, V'osamitra, the rain came down. Kimoti Lameimer Mechaya Meisim, when he came to say, the one who resurrects the dead, Roga Sholma, the world became shaky. So, need to understand the story over here. Why only at that particular time did this all take place? The Rav Chiya Ubonav Hoye Mispalelim B'chol Yoyim. Rav Chiya and his sons were davening every day. Yet, even though they davened every day, the hamshocha that came through the davening, which is noshiv zika osu mitra rogish alma, that the blowing of the wind and the wind and the rain and the world shaking, that only took place when the Rebbe placed them in front of the Amud. It would seem that maybe we can say that because they davened, they led the services, they davened in front of the Amud, they were the angels of the community, they had in their power, also in their prayer, the power of the community, of the Tzibur, and the prayer of a Tzibur is always wanted, is always accepted. And therefore, so the gam kshiyeshna misochim, hamshochi begilui, that also when there is curtains and cover, that hamshocha comes out openly revealed. So therefore, in this case, the hamshochas came out in the wind blowing and the rain coming down. And that is because they were representative of the tzibur. Avol biurzei namaspik, but this explanation isn't sufficient. Kigam tfilas tzibur, because even the davening of a community, gam kishashliach tzibur, and also when the leading, the one who leads the services, the shliach tzibur, who Adam Gadol b'Yisrael is a very great person, ein bekoicha lifel begilu shinu Gadol b'Avriya, does not have the power in that prayer to pray to impact in a revealed way some big change in the creation. Ubefrata shinu d'tchias hamesim, certainly not a change of resurrection of the dead. Kshayeshna Mesochim Hamalimim, if there is curtains that cover. So that wouldn't be a sufficient answer because they were davening for the, they were great tzaddikim and they were representing the community. So the Maimer explains, by Rebbe placing them in front, lifnei hateva, he placed them in front of the Amud. The Klal Yisrael, and they became the agents of all Yidden. They became the shliach of the tzibur of all Yidden. Shabru adidet filos masam mesochim. So what they did was they broke the curtains. As long as once there's no curtains, then they can bring down begilui all the prayers. The noise of lozeh shat tzibur shahoyu b'shas filos. In addition to the fact that the community that was there at the time that they davened kulam his oiderum oid, they were all very much aroused. Hinegam hamisochim mitzad elu shelo hayusham veloy nisayrus. Also, those covers which comes from those that were not there and they were not aroused, so they did not break through their covers. Shavru Rabchiyo bonaval teit filosof, but Rabchiyah and his sons through their prayer, they were able to break it through. Mikivon, because shebit filosom hoiso betor shluchit tzibur dekol Yisrael, because their prayer was as agents of all Yidden. Gam shel elu shaloi nisayruv, also from those that were not aroused. So that's why in that particular case, as I said, the mind may having that extra power that helped them break through all the blocks. V'yashloimer habiyur b'zeh, we can say the explanation. Shal yidei sherebi hemidosom lifnei ateva, through Rebbe placing them in front of the Amud. V'oso isom lishluchit tzibur dekol Yisrael, he made them into agents of the community of all Yidden. Not only that was there. Po'al zeh al kol Yisrael, this impacted all Yidden. Gam al elu shliyotu klal mikol inyan, also those Yidden that hadn't known at all from this whole idea what's taking place, it impacted them as well because they were made shluchim of all Yidden through Rebbe. Sheyiyu nigrorim, so they are sort of dragged and included achrei hatzibur shahoyu b'shas tefilas Rabchiyo bonov, after that minyan, that community that was during the davening of Rabchiyo and his sons. And not only after the minyan that was davening with Reb Chiya, but for sure and of course achrei Reb Chiya bonav atzmam, Reb Chiya and his son himself hashluchet tzibur were the agents of the tzibur. They were included. They were dragged in even subconsciously. Lochein ha'is oyder is that tzibur shohoyu b'shas atfilo. That's why that arousal that was by the community that was at the time of that davening, utfilosom shel Reb Chiya bonav, and the prayer of Reb Chiya and his sons, polu bepnimius al kol Yisrael, they impacted in an inner for all Yidden. Val yidei ze batlo hamesochim, all the curtains were batlo. Oistes. Vehinei zeshen is barely il siv dalet. This that we explained earlier in siv dalet. Dam shocha so oir shalemaylo mihishtalshlu shal yidei tfilo. That when you bring down the light which is above ishtalshlus, which the tfilo prayer brings down that higher level of light, he shall yode nase shinui b'inyone ha'ilom. That is, that light impacts a change in the world. But it's not that the light itself, like by Torah, comes down in the world. Over there, that light impacts the world. It's not that the light itself, the oir, comes down below. Hu b'tfilo k'moshi b'tzad atzma. That is when the davening on its own. But if he's davening in which it also consists, also has the aspect of Torah, yesh leimar, there we can say that when the hamshocha through such a davening, Yeshnam Shtei HaMailas. It has both advantages. First of all, Shashodesh HaHamshacha Hu L'mayla Mayla Adin Ketz, that the root of this Hamshacha is higher, higher to no end. It comes from a very high place. And then it also has Shahoid Atzma Nimshach L'mata, that higher light comes down below. Hainu, the Bahashinu Shanase Ba'ilom, that in the change that takes place in the world through the prayer, Shachoyle Misrapel Ke'etzbay, in which the sick is healed, and similar, Nirgash Begilu, you can feel openly, Loi Rak Hashinu Ba'ilom, not only the change in the world, Hatitzom Hamshocha, the result of the Hamshocha, that there has been a change in the world, you can also feel openly that godly light that brought about that change. When you combine the prayer together, the tefillah together with Torah. We can tie this in with what explained earlier in Siv Gimel, Shahabakosha, that when we say, Adeshem Sfosai Tiftoch Ufi Yagit Hilasecha, Hashem, open my lips, and my mouth will say your praise. Which is in the beginning of Shemen Esra. So what's that prayer? We explained that it should be the prayer. In a way that the praise of Hashem will be drawn down. Which means we'll get the Eibishter's tefillah when we daven, not our tefillah. Yagit hilosecho mamshich zayin the tefillah from the Eibishter. That's what we're praying. When you daven in such a way, yeshnom ba shtei hamailas. It has both advantages. Hamaila the tefillah. It has the advantage of davening avodas hamato. It has the work of the below, Shemagas, Lamaila, Maila, Adin Ketz, it goes higher and higher, no end, which is Lamaisa Yadecha Tichsoiv, that Yibishter wants your action, so we should daven. And therefore, we can reach to the highest of levels. It also has a Maila de Toiro, the advantage of Toiro, which is Hamshocha Mil Maila, to bring down from above. Valdidei Hachibur, the Shnei Hoinyonim Bavides Hatfilo. And to connecting these two aspects, the Milo Milo and the bringing it down into the world, by connecting these two aspects in the service of davening, that also the request of the person is that my mouth should say to Lasecho, so then what do you accomplish in your prayer? You include these two aspects. So what do you accomplish through the davening? Yeshnam dugma shnei inyonim. We have similar to the two matters, that brings the change in the mata, and the change in the below, in a way that you feel the sense, the godly light, through which the shinui took place. We can explain according to this the connection of Vayigash El of Yehuda to the connection of the two deis of Das Elyon and Das Tachton. Ki shnei ha'inyonim, the Torah tefillah, because these two aspects of Torah and davening, heim al derech Das Elyon and Das Tachton. That's similar. Torah and tefillah are along the same idea of das elyon and the das tach. How so? The noise of lozeh shahat toira hi mil mailu lamato. Toira is from above to below. The amshocha comes mil mailu on its own lamato. Utefillah, tefillah comes mil mato lamailu, comes from below to above. And that's the difference between das elyon and das tach. The das elyon hu mil mailu lamato. The view of above is from above to below, v'das tachten, and the view of the tachten hu l'mata l'maylo. Izeh shehatoyra nimsheches b'sifloi shel ha'odom. So in addition to that, the fact that toyra extends in the human intellect, k'moyshe hu b'mitzi osei, as the person is, remains in his existence. The agam she seichel ha'odom hu be'ein areich la'toyra, although the human intellect is incomparable to the Torah, mikol mokoyim, but yet b'chdei she seichel ha'odom yovin v'yasig ha'toyra shalomid, in order for the human intellect to understand and grasp the Torah that is learning, he does not need to leave and go out from his existence. He does not. He remains. He stays and he understands Torah. And even at that point, it's still the word of Hashem as it comes down in the human intellect. So that means that the way the Torah comes down below, it's not according to the boundaries of the below, el mitzad inyan ha-Torah. That is because that is what Torah is. Shel yoyso b'likvul hinim sheches b'chol mokim, that it's unlimited, so it can come down even in the seichel of the person. So that moira, that points to shebam shocha, that Torah ein hanivroim tevsi mokim. That shows, that points to the fact that in the Amshoch of Torah, the created being don't take up space. They're not considered. It's the Das Elyon that the Tachten is Ayin. It's just the Hispashtus of the Ein Sof that can come down everywhere, even in the human intellect. Das Elyon Shalomayla Yesh Ulumata Ayin, which is the supreme view that above is the Yesh and Lamata is Ayin. But v'zeh sham shochet the tefillah hi mitzad ha'mayla d'avoydes ha'mata, and the fact that the prayer comes because of the advantage that there is work done by the person below when he's davening, which is the lemaisi yodecho tichsoif, that the Eibishter yearns for your action, your davening. And also the fact that what is the idea of bringing this hamshocha, who is to change the created being, that points to that means that the mata, the blow, is takes up space, is important because we're changing the nivroim. And the Nevroim make the difference. They pray, which is Das Tachna Shalomata Yesh. That's the prayer, that's the view of below, that below is the entity. Vayidei Makoshas Yehuda Bi Adoni. When Yehuda asked, and he says, Bi Adoni, Shehu Kinyan Kedimas Posik Adnai Sfosik Tiftoch V'yagitil Sechakoyin Matfila. He's saying to Yosef, Bi Adoni, which is like the introduction of before davening, Hashem's Fosit Tiftoch V'yagitil Sechah Dabasev Kenal Siv Gimel, She'at Tfilo Sheloi Tfilo Sodom Hoiso, that his prayer, prayer of the human was that in Be'ofen Shal Yodei Tumshech Tfilo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you want the V'yagitil Sechah, that the Eibishter's prayer should come down. Not your prayer. gam ha'am shocha shal yidei tfilosei. So then, what takes place through his davening, not only do you sense the mata, but you sense the maila. Shin yonei hulasis shinui b'mata, which prayer makes a change below, hoiso b'oifun, it's in a way, shohoyo nirgash bo b'gilu hamshocha mil maila, was in a way that you can feel the hamshocha from above. Shalom maila meishtalshlus, higher than ishtalshlus, which is the chibur shteyadeh, is the connection of the two views, so that you get within the mato, you get also the milo, which is higher than coming down into the mato in itself. And here you fiyagi tilasecha, you're bringing down into the mato the higher madrigan. Papia mevur li'il sivdalid, and as we explained earlier, sivdal she tfilo hilamailo ma'atoiro. That tefillah is higher than Torah. The Torah, he dugma se'inyan de lamato mato. Torah comes, the second part, mato mato, ad in tachlis, that's Torah. It goes down low, but tefillah is dugma se'inyan de lamailo mailo. That's higher and higher. By Yisrael, the Torah gabi tefillah, what was Torah's advantage over davening? Hu sha'am shocha de Torah, hu am shocha salakus, that when you're mamshich Torah, you get godliness, not just the effect is godliness, but you have godliness itself. Yesh loymar. So we can say dikshat filoi be'ofen sheyesh bo gam hamaylo de Torah. When you daven and it's in such a way that it also has the advantage of Torah, that you have the level of above come down itself. Also, hatfilo hilamaylo metoyro. So then, the davening is on a higher level than toyro. Now, derech ze, ubedas elyon vedas tachta. This is similar. The same thing is when you have a combination of das elyon vedas tachta. This kishedas tachta ubeoifen. When the lower view is in a way shemeir boigam hagili the das elyon, in which it also shines. The revelation of the Das Elyon, Azai Hu Lemailo Midas Elyon, then is even higher than Das Elyon. Well, Derech Zehu B'Zol Malchus is also the same thing B'Zol Malchus, same Das Elyon, Das Tachtik, and Alsiv Beis, which is also Das Elyon, Das Tachtik. Zo is Das Elyon, and Malchus is Das Tachtik. Al Yidei Shah Malchus Nasis Kimoy Hazo. When Malchus becomes like the Zo, Shneyem Shovim. As we said before, Vayiga Shelov Yehuda, the words of Shove from the Tzemach Tzedek, and it reaches up to that level. Hu Agdomo, that's the introduction. La Gilu the Shedush Hamalchus to the revelation of the root of Malchus. Shalom Ma'ilam Shedush Hazo. It's not only equal, but it gets later on revealed that it has a higher root than Zo. Velochein, and therefore, Ba'achibur the Shtei Hadeis Sheba Vayiga Shelov Yehuda. And when we connect these two views, we say Vayiga Sheil of Yehuda, Yehuda the Das Tachton connecting with the Das Elyon with Yosef, Yesh Behelim Gam Ha'Aliyah. We also have in a hidden way the elevation of Malchus Sheil Los Elovei, the elevation of Malchus that will be in the future to come. Shaham Malchus Ti Elamayla Mizo, the Malchus will be higher than Zo. Eishes Chayil Ateres Bailo. And that will be revealed the higher level. So at the end of the day, the tefillah, when it has also Torah, is higher than Torah. The Das Elyon, when it's combined with the Das Tachton, it's a higher level than the Das Tachton. The same thing is Malchus and the Sfiris, that Malchus is higher than Zo. Lo Osin Lo Ve'eshus Chayil Ateres Bailo.